My dog, Poa, starts barking when Uber Eats driver Crystal Begalia comes to my door with an order of fries. I ask her if she stresses over delivering cold and limp fries to her customers.
You know, and I've been kind of worried, especially if I pick up food from like one of the bigger restaurants and they're spending quite a bit of money. Hopefully it's still hot by the time I get to you.
One reason fries can lose their crunch is because they're often delivered in closed containers.
Because you're sealing them in like a sauna and they just get soggy really quickly. So it's like the worst case scenario for a French fry.
That's Deb Dial. She's the head of innovation for Lamb Weston, one of the largest potato processors in the U.S. It sells fries to large chain restaurants and food services around the world. Dial oversees a team of food scientists who look for ways to improve fries. She went to China 5 years ago to study the problem of fries that get soggy and noticed restaurants were putting hot fries into large clamshell containers and then into closed boxes for delivery.
And I was like, no, don't do that. Don't just at least leave it open. Like at least let the steam vent and not make the product soggy.
She knew that once out of the oil, most fries can stay crisp for 12 minutes max. So when she came home, she set about trying to fix the problem. One solution, changing how fries are made. These fries, now cooking in bubbling hot oil in Lamb Weston's kitchen, have been dipped in a special starchy batter. Its exact ingredients are a trade secret, but it's got potato starch and rice flour to keep fries crisp. And when we tried them 30 minutes later, they were still crunchy, even at room temperature. The other part of keeping fries crunchy on a ride, packaging. Lamb Weston developed a special container perforated with holes that lets steam escape without the fries getting cold. It's a patented design that big restaurants can use and brand for themselves. Lamb Weston is just starting to sell the fries with the top secret batter and recently rolled out a new package design for its customers. Adam Chandler is the author of Drive Through Dreams. He's not surprised that Big Potato is working to slay the soggy.
Fast food really doesn't seem to be the kind of food you would want to eat when it's older than 5 minutes, but that's how people are eating now, so the market's going to respond with solutions to that problem.
Kids Burger! Who is that?
At a popular fast food restaurant, I meet Blair Richardson for lunch. He's the CEO of Potatoes USA, a trade group based in Denver. Of course he orders fries. Richardson says because delivery is such a fast-growing segment, fry makers and restaurants are trying to figure this out.
We are reimagining how we can bring potatoes to consumers today, and we don't stop doing that. If an industry stops doing that, then they're going to become irrelevant quickly.
Rivers of freshly cut fries flow over conveyor belts inside Lamb Weston's massive factory. In the company's futures file, developing a prototype French fry for a self-driving car with a robot and an onboard air fryer. In Richland, Washington, I'm Anna King.